Here we go.
Yo. Music Jones Podcast. We are back. Been a minute. Every Tuesday, all platforms. Excuse my voice, y'all. Been outside a lot lately. The weather change and everything. Easy.
Yo, yo, yo.
My guy.
What up, what up?
What's happening?
Hey, I ain't seen you since last week, my boy.
I know, man, but we had a goddamn ball, didn't we?
It was cool.
We had a ball, man. We always have a ball.
It was, yeah, yeah.
It's come to, like, I don't know. We just make it fun.
Yeah. We got to do better next year, though. I ain't
yeah,
gonna lie to you.
Yeah.
We got to do better next year.
And, you know, last weekend, after the events, change of power occurred.
Yeah. Now they got to bend the knee.
They put the two.
The king in the north.
Oh, God.
All hell, the king in the north.
Oh, man. So,
House Jones.
Yeah. So your boy got nominated to be the new president of the class.
And who is the hand of the king?
And his co-defendant.
The hand of the king.
Is Mr. B. Easy himself.
My liege.
Now, I don't know if they're going to be able to handle that shit.
My lord.
But they're going to have to be able to handle it because we get ready to turn this motherfucker up because evidently, well, to my listeners, we had a homecoming last week. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't nothing special for us. It was, you know, we did our 25th last year, so mm-hmm. we just was celebrating homecoming. Mm-hmm. And they had a theme. They had, like, all the classes had their racing themes.
Well, I don't think it was an official. Was it an official theme?
I don't know if it was official, but everybody seemed to be playing off of
the race.
Yeah, off the tailgate being at the race.
At the racetrack.
And the old name of the racetrack used to be Darlington Raceway, Too Tough to Tame.
No, that's the name. That's the nickname.
Yeah, the nickname was Too Tough to Tame.
The track Too Tough to Tame, or they call it the Lady in Black. That might be the name. If we do it there next year, we got to do something. Well, everybody had on black. Anyway, that's
But I'm talking, these motherfuckers had on outfits.
Yeah, shout out to Cuz. So, y'all heard him if y'all listen to my show, L, he came up with the idea for them to have a whole racing suit.
Yeah.
They had on the whole racing, like, short set. Yeah. I think they won.
I think they won for the best shirts. Shout out to Class of 2000. They celebrated their 25th. They damn near swept everything. They had the best flow.
But that's cap, though. Because whoever at that milestone, they going to get that flow. Give them that flow. Yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah, because we had the same float last year.
Yeah. I think you told me that.
Yeah, yeah. But it was eventful. No issues.
No official issues. It was some stuff at some club.
Yeah, it's some stuff that went down during the week, but that was before the out-of-towners really came in. Like, you know, a lot of us that don't live here anymore or stay close by but just stay away from it, we just do the weekend.
Yeah.
So they did a... They had a whole week of festivities. I missed all of that. But I came down Thursday for the pep rally, and it was out of control.
Yeah, I missed the pep rally.
I'm talking about wall-to-wall people, man. It was an event. Shout out to Timminsville for being a good sport.
That was your first pep rally?
No, that's my second.
Second?
Yeah.
How you like it with the Timminsville people at it?
It was interesting. Mm-hmm. But I would rather it be us against another, you know, the old school versus new school or something
that's
like that.
That's what I want. I want it all Darlington. Yeah, I don't want to see no other colors in there.
I would rather it be all Darlington. But, you know, being at Timminsville is no longer.
Yeah, somebody need to show them love.
Yeah, yeah. So we, and that was dope that we was able to show them love because it was their homecoming weekend as well.
Yeah.
And their school been closed for how many years now?
Three or four maybe. Yeah. Maybe longer than that.
Yeah, but they closed their school.
Did they close before COVID?
I think they did.
It might be about seven years.
Yeah. So I'm glad we was able to help them celebrate their homecoming and give them something fun to do. But
this our shit.
Yeah.
We big enough that we don't need no help.
Yeah, we don't.
We don't need no help.
But the camaraderie, the tailgate, the game.
The Wyans ain't act up.
That young niggas, they kept it composed for the most part. Especially after this weekend just passed. Neighboring city, Hartsville, had their homecoming and
they was out there in front of people.
They got to it out there. I'm talking about they was fighting, macing, and it was all kind
turning
of shit
over people.
Yeah,
food,
like it was just a wild event. Yeah. So I'm glad we was able to show unity for that week.
Yeah, our shit was mostly like jokes, like y'all jumping the fence.
Yeah,
ha, 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 ha.
Yeah.
It wasn't like you know, it wasn't no bad.
Yeah, shout out to the president of the Alumni Association. I jumped the fence, but I had a band already because you know. The two officers that had the extra band, they said, you know, since they was transferring power to me, I got the other
band.
Oh,
you got the other band?
Yeah.
Oh, I ain't got it. The hand of the king don't get a band.
Excuse me, y'all. I'm still getting over. I was under the weather all week.
Hold up.
No COVID.
Okay.
No COVID.
Because I'm glad you're on the other end of the room.
Yeah, no COVID, though. It was just
That was something, too. Like, a lot of people came down with COVID. I'm like, is this, 2020?
But we stayed, the thing about us, like, we was distant from everybody. Like, we wasn't really close to.
I'm sorry, if y'all, this is a homecoming recap.
Yeah, we going to start off with the homecoming recap.
But, bro, I did not know there was a fucking stage out there.
Yeah, I was all over the place. You know
I did not
saying?
Know there was a stage. It was like, I saw videos of kids humping the ground and shit. I'm like, stage?
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
And it was going down up there. So I walked up there because I went to holler at some of my people in class. So one, because the wildest shit, like, the lineup was just out of fucking order. Like, we was beside
2000
was beside us, but then 2000 was beside 2005. Then it went back to 02, 03. Like, 2001 was all the way by the stage.
But I think that's kind of good, though, because if they have it in order, I think it's good and bad, because if they have it in order, then you'll just be around people you went to school with, you know what I'm saying? You might need to break up them younger classes to kind of keep that foolishness away.
Yeah, yeah.
And to kind of keep your set lively because, you know, our set got kind of, they're playing mystical. Been so long. I ain't want to hear that shit.
Nah.
Fredo Bang just came up with an album. Let me hear something a little bit more trappy.
Now, like you said, we're going to have to turn it up.
We're going to turn it up next year.
Because, like, we are the new heads of the class. So we're going to come up. Well, I really picked Brandon to be my co-defendant because I know how he operates things with certain shit, and shit got to be a certain way. Just like I walked in the new studio today and he started complaining about shit and not in order. And so I know everything is going to always go well with this guy. So, but yeah, man, shout out to the Darlington High Falcons, man.
Shout out to them, Bird Gang Daddy.
Yeah, we got a smoke Friday, but.
No, we didn't.
I mean, homecoming game. LR.
And Friday, we beat them boys so not bad Friday.
Yeah, they stopped the game. Yeah.
Well, it was for Lightning, but it was 42-0 at the half. So
yeah, man. But we did that. Had a good time, man, with the old folks.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to the old folks.
Yeah, it was cool. We gonna have a more lit next year though.
Yeah, and I called the class of 96, 97, and 98 old people, and they look at me sideways, and I'm like, well. Technically, y'all are the
and
old
they had,
people.
They had them on their own fence.
Yeah, like y'all are the old people.
I don't want to be on that fence next year, Jones.
But dog, I mean, we gotta eventually.
It cool, but you know, I get it. But I don't want to be on that fence. Not next year.
Eventually, we gotta go, dog.
Maybe when I turn like 48 or something like that. But
hey,
45,
we almost there.
I said when, not now. I don't want to be on that fence over there.
But it's hard going to a school that's only been open 30 years. It's hard.
It don't seem like it's been that long.
Yeah, a lot of people don't really understand how that shit really feels. Yeah. Like, it's totally different. Because, you know, all the other schools, like, got classes from the 80s. And
yeah. We the old heads.
Yeah, we are the old heads. Yeah. We the, you know, so. Like, I try to embrace that shit.
You know what's crazy, though?
What?
We the last class to graduate in the 1900s.
Yes.
That sounds crazy.
Dog, and now these kids, you talk about some shit from the 19s.
Yeah.
Like, that's how they talk about us. Yeah. God damn.
I got a dude at work. Shout out to my guy, Marvin. He 29.
Mm.
He went to Mayo.
Ugh.
And he was like, so So back in your day, he'll be like, Elijah, you're old. Such and such. I'm like, damn.
It ain't nothing you can say.
Nah, the only time I can get him is like if I have like a younger customer and I might say my age or whatever. And he'd be like, what? I thought you were such and such. And I call him over. Hey, Marvin, tell him what you said. I thought you were 30. Yeah, thank you.
Man, listen, I appreciate being older. The older I get, the more I appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
Because, boy, my dog Nick ain't been here like 22 years.
Yeah.
My best friend since kindergarten. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. My dog B. Rouse.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Boys, they ain't make it past 2003.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? So I appreciate it. And next year, I plan to celebrate for them, especially. I think I'm going to get me a Nick jersey made. Shout out to Chase Jett. I got to get with Chase.
I got with him.
You already did?
I got with him, but he ain't hit me back on the finals.
I'm going to call Shaquille.
Yeah, I got to get one.
We got to go through.
We, because I don't feel like we got, I don't like it's homecoming. It's a football homecoming.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think they do nothing to celebrate the former football players.
Yeah, they don't.
You know what I'm saying?
They don't.
And I feel like we can. Yeah, we need to kick something off.
Yeah, we need to be on the field at halftime or something.
Yeah, like, you know, why Brian Scott ain't?
Yeah,
Orlando Hudson, yeah, or
Jimmy Bell
or
Jamel Johnson. Jamel,
you know, any of them.
Jamel Johnson led the state in interceptions.
Yeah,
as a junior.
Yeah, that's crazy.
You know,
a nigga like Bill had the sack record or some shit one season. Lorenzo had like 500 yards one game or some dumb shit. Like,
yeah, 1,300 in a season.
This nigga had 1,300 in a season.
Yeah, senior.
So he probably like, because Jimmy Bell, he always say he the
best running back to ever come out of the Dalton.
Yeah.
Lorenzo
got to be like top five.
He got to be.
Lorenzo got to be top five.
He
got to
be. He got to be.
I might be a little biased.
I mean, of course we are.
You know what I'm saying?
Of course, that was my running back.
Yeah, so, he ran up my back before.
That's my running back. Yeah. So, you know what I'm saying?
But shout out to 3-5.
Shout out to 3-5, man. Shout out to the Falcons, man, for putting together a good event.
But I definitely want to do that jersey shit. All of us got to get a jersey.
Yeah.
All of us got to get a jersey. Yeah. And maybe with a patch, we're like... 470 on there.
PJ.
Yeah. 32 for Corey.
Corey. Trav.
44 for Trav.
Yeah. Yeah. I was thinking about just getting one made with all their numbers on it.
Yeah. Get it separate.
Uh-huh.
Maybe give it to their families or something. Mm-hmm. Some shit like that.
Yeah. We'll come up with it, of course.
Yeah. We got time.
Yeah, we got time.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, shout out to the Falcons. Mm-hmm. But back to the music, Jones.
Mm-hmm.
Got an email.
Okay.
From a new listener.
Okay.
Cheryl Patterson.
Shout out to Cheryl.
The show. Just wanted to stop by and let you know I enjoy your show. I'm a late listener, but I'm catching up. Keep up the good work. You really know your stuff, man. And that's coming from one music lover to another. Sincerely yours, Cheryl Poison.
You got a lot to catch up on. Joan got about 200 in the tank.
Hey, Cheryl, I appreciate you listening. And a lot of people don't really, you know, like that old school shit that I be talking about, but I can't help but talk about it because that's where my heart is. And I'm trying to conform to this new stuff.
Yeah.
I'm trying. Brandon got me on the Griselda boys, and after it's hard to, like, I can't find too much other after that. You know? I know it's a lot, like, but that whole Griselda movement, 38
Special, mm-hmm.
Stove God is like my favorite out of the whole camp.
Yeah.
Right now. Like, Stove God is just, I love Stove God Cooks, man. He's a rapping ass dude.
He was on Clip's new album.
Yeah, right? Yeah. He said he cooked that shit till it turned inside out, nigga. Like the Fresh Prince jacket and shit.
Dang.
Like that nigga talk about cooking that shit up, man. Like that's what he talk about. That's my guy. But like, I listen to FICO so much, dog. Yeah. Oh my god. But David, that's the young boy's name, right? The singer?
Yeah. Have you heard of him before this incident?
I heard of him because I listened to Joe Budden.
Oh, and Joe had him on
Joe,
there.
No, Joe liked his music.
No, I'm saying like played his music on there before or whatever?
Yeah, he done listened, you know, he said he liked him and shit, but this shit this dude got going on.
Bro, it's crazy. Like, I remember when I first saw the story. Well, to tell him, well, if people don't know who you talking about.
Young fella from California,
mm-hmm.
singer. He's early 20s.
He's 20. The thing I saw said he was 20.
Yeah, 20. Young dude, but he was dating this young girl. She was 13 at the time. She went missing, and her body was found in the back of his car. And I don't know how they, you know, what details led him to go look at his car. His car got towed.
Yeah, his car got towed, and they, I don't know if they found, they heard, that, I mean, I say heard, but they smelled the scent coming from the car or whatever. And maybe that's what made them look in it, or they just looked through your car when you, when they tow your car or whatever.
Wild shit. Yeah. Man. Like, what the hell is wrong with these people?
Yeah, and we just talked about it on the DJ Blaze show.
Shout out DJ Blaze.
And L was like, when the story came out about the body being found, the girl's mother saw the story and was like, I think that's my daughter in the car. And they did DNA or whatever.
And it was.
And it was her.
But she been missing since she was 13.
Yeah, and she's 15. So she been missing for two years.
2 years.
Yep.
So that means he was 18.
Yeah, 18.
Fucking with a 13-year-old.
Yep.
She got a tattoo on her. They got matching tattoos. Like, what?
It's weird.
These niggas, they don't know how to communicate with women their age?
Hey, bro, it's another story closer to here that's worse than that. It's a story worse than that about a judge and infants and stuff down in Charleston.
Down in Charleston.
Yeah, so, and I don't even know it's like he don't know how to communicate with women his age, or it's just.
Niggas just weird?
Just weird and liked her. Like, I don't get it. And the fact that she was gone for 2 years.
2 years and no, like, nobody thought to check with him? Like, nobody knew they was dating?
Well, it was stuff like his fans, like, because I guess he would be streaming and stuff like that. And they would see, like, stuff of hers in the background. And then it would be like it was a picture I saw. It was one, like, clip of a video, and it was, like, something she had on. And then it's a video of him having, like, something on of hers out in the street. Like, it's a clip of on his stream, and she was, like, in the clip. Like, you could see a corner, and you could see her in the clip. Like, little stuff like that, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just, the whole thing is weird. And I don't know how big my man was.
Yeah, like, I don't know what I'm saying.
But to be able to take, he obviously was taking care of him and her.
Yeah.
And to be able to take care of her for 2 years.
Yeah.
But I think he made a song called something like I Killed My Lover or something.
Yeah, yeah. And that's the wilder shit. Like, yeah. So you worse than the nigga YNW Melly.
That thought just came in my mind, bro.
You worse than him. You worse than the nigga Tay-K down in Texas.
Tay-K, what was
That's the one that committed the murder, did the song about the shit. Serving 55 years.
Yeah, he got a crazy time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, what's all these dudes killing motherfuckers and putting it in song?
He called a song Romantic Homicide.
Yeah.
Like, I hope it don't slap. Like that Murder on My Mind song by Wyatt. Bro, that song so hard.
Man, these motherfuckers.
That song so hard.
I don't get it, man.
Let me see how this song. That ain't my type of music, but it got a sound like that type of music.
Sounds,
and hit.
It sounds guilty.
Yeah.
Yeah, he sounds real guilty.
I wonder when this song came out. And why is it still available for streaming if it's, you know what I'm saying?
Man, they don't care.
Oh,
man.
This song came out in 2022. Romantic Homicide came out in 2022.
Oh.
Yeah, so, but.
Oh, my God. Yeah, man, this shit, these motherfuckers crazy out here, man. But whatever happens with him, man, happens. I don't even care, really, because that's some weird, wild shit. And to do that to a 15-year-old, and don't nobody know, like, how long she been dead? Any reports on how long she was dead?
They said she was decomposing.
Oh, God.
So it went a year. I don't think it was, like, years dead. Yeah,
probably some months.
They were able to, they did see the tattoo on her finger, though. So if they saw the tattoo on her finger.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if they saw the tattoo before she died. Is it like in pictures or something? Yeah. Or after, but yeah. I don't know how long, we don't know how long she been dead.
Man.
But that's crazy.
Yeah, man.
Weird. It's a crazy world.
Yeah, man.
It gonna end soon, y'all. I just want to let y'all know that. Anyway,
wish all them the best, man. Yeah.
All
parties involved.
Not all parties. Not
pray
him.
Pray for that young lady's family, man.
Yeah, for her family. But him.
Yeah, he can.
He can go.
Yeah, he can rock.
Yeah,
for all I care, man. Cardi B.
Oh God.
You listened to Alf?
No, I didn't. No. I heard it was good though.
I heard it was too. I hadn't listened to it yet because I'm a 44-year-old man. So, you know. I gotta at least give it one listen just because.
For your job.
Yeah. I'm gonna check it out. But of course I like the imaginary players and all that.
On there?
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I did like that. She's shooting at a lot of chicks too.
Yeah.
She's shooting at she shot at JT.
Mm-hmm.
She shot at Bia.
Okay.
She shot at
Nikki.
She didn't shoot at Nikki.
Okay.
But she did shoot at
Some niggas.
JT shot back. On media.
Social media, yeah.
Yeah, nah, Charlotte, you got to go in the booth.
It was somebody I was listening to. I don't know if it was Joe or Charlamagne, and they was like, yeah, come back with music.
Yeah, you got to go in the booth. Yeah, you got to go back in the booth. Excuse me, y'all. I'm going to listen to it. Of course, Joe played it on his show.
Did he say he liked it?
Yeah, his rap ear different than mine, you know.
I heard niggas like hog niggas was like, yo, this shit, she got some tracks on here.
Yeah, and I'm gonna have to listen just for that. But I don't see myself riding down I-20 listening to Cardi B.
I might not even give it a spin. I'm listening to Fredo Bang and Currency right now.
That's what you on right now. Currency did this one with Alchemist?
No, this ain't that one. He came out with another one after that.
Okay.
Let me see. He came out with like two.
Currency dropped like three in the last 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's working.
Oh, I was listening to J Electronica too.
What you think about that?
It's kind of different. Okay. The last one he came out one with Harry Fraud. Then he came out one 7:30, 8:30, and then he came out with 9:15.
Okay.
And I'm listening to 9:15 right now. So,
but yeah, Currency got a vibe to him.
J Electronica came out with like three.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Shit, wait. Niggas was waiting, 17 years for the first one, so now he just can't stop?
Yeah, but I don't know. You gotta check them out, man. They kind of deep.
Yeah, I'm going to give them some spins.
They kind of deep.
I'm going to give them some spins. Thug. You listened to his album. I know you didn't, but I got to ask.
What?
Young Thug.
I'm here to tell you right now, we don't care.
Hey man, listen.
I don't care about no fucking Young Thug.
I know. But let me tell you something, man.
You listen to it?
I didn't have to. I was on social media.
Uh-huh.
And the song Ninja, everybody was talking about.
They said it was good or bad?
Dog, this nigga is saying nigger in the song.
Like with a hard ER?
Hard ER.
Why?
I don't know. Like, I don't know. And the shit disturbed me. I was like, what the fuck is wrong with this dude?
I hate hood dudes like that. Like, you can be hood and have some kind of like smarts about you, but he like a dumbass hood dude.
What the
man.
Fuck is wrong with you?
I can't stand dudes like that, bro.
What the like I heard that shit. I was like, what the fuck is this?
And then he probably like because he got bread, it's gonna be some people that like follow behind him and shit.
Man, this shit hard, and man, that shit is disturbing. I'm talking about he just keeps saying it. Like nigger. I'm like, what the fuck is this?
I can't.
So you know your boys was in the studio RDC World. The boys that always be doing the parody shits. The funny niggas off YouTube.
RDC, I don't know who that is.
RDC One World, the gamer niggas that be doing the J. Cole. You remember the niggas that was talking about Jermaine Cole? Man.
Let me see if I find them. Let me see.
Man, listen, man.
Wait.
Let me see if I can send it to you real quick. Cause dog, they was listening to this shit, and the caption was, "It's time to start listening to Gunna." Man.
RDC World?
Yeah, man. I'm getting it. I should be able to find it. Hold up. Hold on. Let me see.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. Okay, I recognize this one dude, but I don't really.
The dark skinned fella, right?
Yeah, I recognize the dark skinned dude.
He the one.
It's crazy. They got 1.7 million followers, and I ain't knew their name.
Yeah.
Oh, and they was fucking with
They was playing this shit. I got to find it, man. Oh my God. This shit was so disturbing, man. Like if you hear it, you be like, man, are you fucking kidding me?
Were they playing it like just
they was in a studio.
But they were just playing it to like mock him or they were, oh, okay, I got you. They was doing a skit.
Yeah.
A sketch.
Here we go. I'm going to send it to you right now.
Will you send it on Instagram?
Facebook.
Let me see.
Check your messenger.
That joint ain't came through yet.
It should be coming.
Yeah,
pause.
I ain't. Damn, that shit loud.
What is that?
That's the AC.
That shit working.
Yeah, coming through on the mic too.
You can hear? I can't hear.
Oh, okay, I got you. No, I'm just. It's coming through slow. Let me see if I can connect this to the board.
Man, listen, man. But after I heard that, I was like, I can't even listen to this shit yet.
This dude, yeah.
I was like, I can't even listen to that shit yet, man.
My other phone.
I just don't get it, man.
Like I say, he one of them ignorant.
He ignorant as hell.
Ignorant black dudes, man. I don't like them types.
He ignorant as hell, man.
And I don't mean well. Ignorant hood dude. That's even worse.
Yeah, he the worst type.
Yeah, let's see. Hold on. Sorry, y'all. While we get this together. Okay. Hold on. He's saying it hard. Hold up.
Yeah. Yeah, like listen to that shit, man.
Right, we're connected now. It's not gonna hold on. And they look disgusted.
Yeah.
Oh, cause and on the thing he got a his face is painted white.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted the whole album like that.
Ain't no telling, man.
Hold on, I'm gonna get it for y'all.
Ain't no telling, man. But like, I can't even. But he still got songs. I looked at the album. He got songs with
There we go. I'm calling my ops, nigger. They better not play with me, nigger. I sleep with the K with me, nigger. Some bad shit lay with me, nigger. My kids, they straight, you nigger. I'm not fake, you nigger. Black diamonds today, I'm a nigger. To be just like us and all they be. Is that his real song?
Yeah. I'm calling my ops, nigger. Yeah. They better not play with me, nigger. I sleep with the K with me, nigger. Some bad shit lay with me, nigger. My kids, they straight, you nigger. I'm not fake, you nigger. Black diamonds today, I'm yeah. Ugh. So he still got songs with a Lil Baby. He got a song with Lucci that 21 Savage supposedly arranged.
Yeah, I saw everybody talking about that.
He got a song with 21, a song with Lil Baby.
I'm here to tell you right now.
Got a song with Future. Got a song with Quavo. But you talk shit about all these people and they still got on the record with you.
Yeah, I don't care about these niggas.
Hey, man, listen, man. The rap game is over. It's over, man. Man.
I don't care about none of
that. That dude, I'm going to give it a listen just because.
Did he think he was being like creative or innovative or something?
That's what they always.
I can see if he was like rapping like a white dude, but all he did was say nigger.
Yeah, but they always try to say this dude is so talented. He's. he's such a great artist. What the fuck is so great about it?
He had some songs, I ain't gonna lie.
He had, yeah.
He had some songs, but this right here.
Yeah, that's too far.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, excuse me. I ain't listen to that shit.
Coronavirus! Coronavirus!
Oh shit. You ever met somebody mess up their yawn? I made that nigga mess off his cough.
Oh,
that
God.
Nigga.
Oh God. Oh, I don't have the coronavirus, man. I left my drink in the car too. Motherfucker. Goddamn coronavirus.
Fuck up that nigga cough.
Oh man. But yeah, shout out to Thug. Y'all Thug fans, y'all email me and tell me how you feel about his album, if I got any fan,
you know,
anybody
somebody,
to listen to him.
It's probably somebody that's listening that's
Doogie.
Young Thug is their favorite.
Doogie.
For real?
You know Doogie used to say that nigga was the GOAT.
No. I said listening.
Oh yeah, you know what I mean.
Doogie don't listen.
Yeah, you know he ain't listening.
Yeah.
But
all Doogie doing is sending us shit on Instagram.
And won't respond, won't answer the phone when I call him and yeah. Shit. Shout out to Doogie, man.
Ooh, I thought you was about to say something else.
Nah, I ain't gonna. Doogie my guy, man.
Shout out to Doogie.
Shout out to Doogie, man. I saw some shit on, shout out to T.I. Celebrated a birthday this past week.
Hey, real quick. It was a dude. See, I don't know where he was at. They was at the same place with T.I.
Mm-hmm.
And T.I. was walking through, and my man was like, "Hey, T.I.P., come take this P.I.C." And T.I. said,
"T.I. told that man, go ahead with that shit, man."
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that shit. He like, "Man, put the phone down, man."
He talking about, you a grown man. That was the first thing to come to your mind or some shit.
Yeah, man.
But he wound up taking the picture outside with the dude. But he's like, "Hey, T.I.P., come take this P.I.C."
But yeah, man, shout out to Tip.
Shout out to Tip.
He celebrated his birthday. Nas celebrated his birthday.
Okay, shout out to Cuz.
Cuz's birthday was a week ago. Lil Wayne celebrated the birthday this week as well.
Okay.
My boy Love Boat, shout out to Craig, shout out to Ced Damon, celebrated his birthday this week. And my brothers,
shout out to them.
But I ran across.
Happy birthday to him. I don't care. Good luck.
Shout I ran across an article.
Uh-huh.
Speaking of, you know, since it's Lil Wayne's birthday,
mm-hmm.
Ranking Lil Wayne's 100 best songs.
Jesus.
Now, for Lil Wayne to be 43,
mm-hmm.
100 songs, like, this dude had a run where he was on somebody hit. I'm talking about every song that came out, he damn
he was on
it.
He did a heavy feature run.
Yeah, he had a heavy feature run.
What's on their list?
Man, they got so much shit. Song number 98 is Seeing Green with him, Lil Wayne, and Nicki Minaj.
Oh, that song that just came out.
That's my, like, I love that song. Shine. I'm going to get to G Code is 96. So I'm going to go to the top 20.
Lollipop going to be up there in the top 10.
Lollipop better be in the top 3.
Really?
Shit, yeah. Boy, that song.
Maybe that song just played too.
That
so much.
Song sent him into the stratosphere that he's in.
Miss Officer probably going to be in there.
It got to be in the
What's
top.
What's my man named that on that song?
Static Major.
No, not Static Major. The dude rapping on the song.
On what?
Miss Officer.
Miss Officer. Dude from Round Away.
Yeah.
I can't remember his name.
Well, he's from Baton Rouge or some shit.
Yeah, but he's living in Florence, right?
He came to the studio a couple years
yeah.
ago.
Yeah. Okay, we gonna start at number 20. Something You Forgot.
Ugh, that is something I forgot.
Drought Is Over. Ugh. That's the album it's on.
Ugh, I don't know that one.
Birdman and Lil Wayne, You Ain't Know. It's on The Drought Is. Oh, no, hold up. It's on Like Father, Like Son. Lil Wayne featuring DJ Drama, Freeway, Willie the Kid, Detroit Red, and Juice, Cannon, AMG Remix. These are top 20 songs. That's why I don't like people just be making lists and shit.
This day favorite. Like, probably no metric.
Player Circle, Duffel Bag Boy, number 17.
These ain't his song. Because he don't even, do he even rap on that song?
No, he just do the hook. Lil Wayne, Georgia Bush, Dedication 2. Lil Wayne, La La La, The Drought Is Over 2.
He did a remix of La 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 song?
I don't know, man. I have no idea. Leather So Soft, Now We Talking.
I ain't really like that 40. Song.
I love that song. See, and dog, the bass line on that joint was so fucking tough.
Like, he don't be rapping about shit. That's why I don't really like his songs. Like, the beats might be all right, but he don't be rapping about shit. Like,
Love Me with him, Drake and Future is 13. Mm-hmm. I Am Not a Human Being 2. Prostitute Flange?
Who made this list?
Back That Ass Up is number 11.
He don't even rap on that song.
He just say, why would they drive it like it hot? Dough Is What I Got, The Drought 3. Bling Bling, number 9.
He just on the hook.
I Feel Like Dying. Stunting Like My Daddy. I remember that I Feel Like Dying shit. They used to play the fuck out of that shit. The Block Is Hot is number 6. Chromed Out 11.
That went how I wanted to go.
We Taking Over, DJ Khaled. We Are the Best album. Sky's the Limit, The Drought 3.
Mm-hmm.
Lollipop, number 3.
Yeah, you said top 3.
Go DJ, number 2. A Millie is number 1.
How you feel about that?
I don't.
Well, I guess Go DJ would be.
I mean, he had tons of other songs that, like, that made me want to just go through the rest of the list and see where these songs at. Because it was some shit. Like, Mrs. Officer. Mrs. Mm-hmm. Officer ain't even in the top 10. I mean, top 20.
Whoever made that list, that's their personal
exactly.
Shit.
Yeah, it got to be. Because Mrs. Officer?
It was big.
6 foot, 7 foot is 21.
That was a big one, too.
Hustler Music is 22. That should be in the top 20. Mm. Nigga, Shooter is number 20. That Shooter was my shit with him and Robin Thicke. Respect My Mind. Money to Blow. Like, a lot of these songs better than the ones they got in the top 20. Fireman, Truffle Butter. But shout out to Weezy, man.
Yeah.
Shout out to Weezy, man.
This the La La song.
See?
You ever heard? I never heard this. This just they say. This was
that, yeah. This that mixtape.
Whoever
shit.
Made that list was a Lil Wayne super fan.
Yeah, they all his mixtapes. Yeah. And shit. So another list.
Okay.
Top 25 soundtracks, movie soundtracks.
Movie soundtracks.
Uh huh. Let's see if I can get this shit to come up. Top 30 best hip hop soundtracks.
Sunset Park got to be up there. Don't Be a Menace probably up there.
Boys in the Hood, 28. Bullworth, 27.
Do that count as hip hop?
State Property is 26.
Is that a soundtrack?
They had a soundtrack for it.
But was it the album? Or was they counting the album as the State Property album as the State Property movie soundtrack? Do it list what songs on there?
The soundtrack is anchored by one of Rockefeller's all-time great singles,
Rock the Mic.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the...
See? Cradle to the Grave. Tales from the Hood.
I never heard that soundtrack.
Ghost Dog, Way of the Summer.
I think RZA did that.
He did. Soul in the Hole.
Ugh.
Pause. that was East Coast heavily influenced.
New Jersey Drive?
Friday is 21. High School High.
That's the one with, well, they do got that one song, Wiz Khalifa. Young, Wild, and Free or some shit.
Oh, no, no, no. This High School High from 95.
Oh, what's the the Wiz Khalifa John? What was that movie called? Something.
Snoop, Mac and Devin Go to High School.
That's it. Yeah, yeah. My bad, y'all.
This had
High School High had Devin the Dude or some shit.
No, High School High had Woo Wear. I mean the song.
Oh, Woo Wear, the song was on that. Yeah,
ain't what you want, yeah, baby. Yeah, that was on there. The Garment Renaissance.
That's the only song off of that.
Baller Blocking. No, I had
Baller Blocking was a good one. They had a couple songs on that. Why you blocking us? Baller Blocking us. That beat was so hard.
Belly is 18. I don't agree with that.
You think it should be higher?
Yes. Okay. One of the coldest soundtracks ever. Mm. Ever.
Okay.
Ever.
It ain't no waiting to exhale. Is it cold as ever?
Of course not. I mean, Babyface.
Okay, like, then. Come all right, on, man. All right, get your mind right now.
Nigga, grand finale. Devil's Pie start the bitch out. Nigga, that shit come on banging.
Is it with the beat? Doom, 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 I like the acapella version.
The Devil's Pie?
Yeah.
Because they in the movie with it. See, you too nostalgic.
That's a score.
You too nostalgic.
Oh, shout out to the Falcons.
Rhyme and Reason.
You say Friday was up there? Did Friday just have a whole bunch of old songs on their soundtrack? Mm-hmm.
They had a couple
Dre songs on there.
A couple new joints.
Yeah, Ring a Ding Dong was on there.
Yeah, it's ringing.
Ring a Ding 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 Dong.
Murder Was the Case, 16. I'm About It. Ooh. Ooh. I'm About It made the list.
What?
Yeah. How about it? Yoshi would have a goddamn stroke. Good shout out to Yoshi. Backstage is 14.
Do that count?
You know, Clue did a mixtape type joint.
He did a mixtape for Backstage at all, not like
mm-hmm. Best of Me remix.
That was on there?
Uh-huh.
Oof, okay.
Streets is Watching. It's 13.
They had new songs on Streets is Watching soundtrack.
Where? My shit was Christian. Rail had a dope ass song on there I loved. It's All Right was on there.
It's All Right was on there?
Mm-hmm.
It was on Bleak album too, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. And it was on J album.
No, It's All Right. What J album It's All Right was
it's
on?
It's a hidden track on Hard Knock Life.
Volume 2?
Mm-hmm. Celebration. It's Murder was on Streets is Watching soundtrack too.
Talking about the
Murdergram.
Okay.
Yeah, Ja Rule, DMX, and Jay. Only a Customer. That was my shit. Celebration was dope. Get Rich or Die Trying. Number 12. Who's the Man? 1993.
Had some Heavy D songs on that motherfucker or something?
You know, that's Party and Bullshit.
That's one song.
That was the first time we ever heard Biggie, though.
But that's
I'm
one
just saying, song. Yeah. Who else was on that joint? KRS-One, Crisscross, Busta Rhymes, House of Pain.
Jump Around House of Pain?
I think, yeah.
Okay.
Black Panther, the album.
Black Panther?
Uh-huh. The movie score. You know Kendrick did
movie
that.
Movie soundtrack.
Yeah. You know Kendrick.
Yeah. Kendrick, he had that Rihanna song. Yeah. Well, that was his song.
Him and SZA did the All yeah. The All the
that
Star.
Was it. Yeah.
Yeah. That's number 10.
I don't know why that song was so big.
I don't either.
It was a cool song, but that song was big, boy.
Menace to Society is number 9. I can go with that. Straight Up Menace till this day is just like one of the toughest songs.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, but the song told the movie.
Mm-hmm.
The song told the whole fucking movie. Sunset Park is number 8.
I told you Sunset Park.
Yeah, it gotta be. You right. Like, nigga, Motherless Child.
Motherless Child was on that?
Yeah. Motherless Child, Back at You, Mobb Deep.
Mm-hmm. Is Don't Be a Menace on that?
What Don't Be a Menace?
Don't Be a Menace.
Oh, the movie?
Soundtrack.
I mean, it probably higher than this. Juice, number 7. I think Know the Ledge might be the most memorable song off that soundtrack. Rakim shit.
Was it on the soundtrack or was it just in
it
the
was
movie?
It was on the soundtrack.
Okay.
Yeah. Tupac, what Tupac song was on there?
Holla If You Hear Me?
Cypress Hill was on the
Holla If You Hear Me was in
Just Kill a Man.
Sunset Park. No, what's the basketball movie? Sunset Park?
No, Above the Rim.
Above the Rim
got to be on here too. New Jersey Drive.
Okay.
This is number 6.
Benz or Beamer. That's all I want to hear. Woo, woo, woo. That's all I want to hear. That was the shit.
Do you want a Benz or a Beamer?
I'll take a Beamer.
The Show is number 5. Okay, this list might be all right.
Do The Show count?
Yeah. It was a soundtrack. 27 Songs of Greatness.
What's number 4?
Judgment Night.
God.
Fuck was that?
Uh-oh.
It came out in 93.
Stump Schwab. Yeah,
I
12.
Never seen this shit. Yeah.
But I don't care about that shit. It was
Street Fighter.
What? The movie?
Mm-hmm.
Was Jean-Claude Van Damme?
It came out in 94? Yeah.
Jean-Claude?
Yeah. Nas was on that joint. Far Side, LL Cool J. Above the Rim is number 2.
They're coming out with another Street Fighter movie with 50 Cent.
Yeah, 50 playing Balrog.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I seen that shit. Above the Rim might be one of the, it can't argue with it being at number 2.
What's number 1? Waiting to Exhale.
Now you know what number 1 is.
What's number 1? Friday?
We already said Friday.
What?
8 Mile.
Oh, I started to say 8 Mile when you was in the teens, but do you think 8 Mile deserved to be the number 1 over Get Rich or Die Trying?
I don't think it deserves to be number 1 over shit, Sunset Park.
Or State Property. We talking about it.
Yeah, we talking about it.
Paid in Full.
Paid in Full. Paid in Full ain't even on this joint.
Because a lot of them songs ain't really. But I wonder how they doing it. Is it like original?
See, now, the shit with 8 Mile soundtrack, he had Nas on there shooting at Jay.
Mm.
He had some songs on that motherfucker.
But I mean, 8 Mile soundtrack had original songs, right?
Uh-huh.
Paid in Full, they didn't have original songs on that soundtrack. No. They did on part 2. Because it was 2 albums. So on one, No, I'm thinking about the Dame Dash. Is Dame Dash Presents Something? And the first album was like it was hosted by what's the guy that was the DJ throughout the whole movie on Paid in Full? Brucey B.
Yeah.
Brucey B was hosting the first part. And they was playing like all the old songs that was in Paid in Full.
Mm-hmm.
Then the second disc had like We Are the Champions, the mm-hmm. Dipset.
Yeah.
The Bada Bada remix and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Well, that was for Paid in Full, or that was for another one of his movies?
I think that was for Paid in Full, because Brucey B was hosting the whole thing.
Okay.
Yeah. Let me see what it say.
Yeah, shout out to this list, though.
Yeah, shout out to that list.
This ain't a bad list.
Paid in Full should have been up there then.
Yeah, it should have.
This is called.
And they can put...
Yeah, it's called Dame Dash Presents.
Mm.
Paid in Full / Dream Team.
Okay.
Came out in 02.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Time After Time.
Yep, that was my shit.
I still listen to that shit all the time.
Yeah.
I got it on one of my USB joints.
I might listen to this Legion.
Kanye.
One for Petey was on that shit? Oh my God.
That was my shit too.
It's not a game from Philly. Yeah, this shit was hard.
Yes, it was. This one, Dame was Dame. Shout out to Dame.
Yeah. All right. This is my shit right here.
Oh, my God.
This is my shit. But anyway, shout out to Dame. You see Dame suing the Breakfast Club?
Man. Dame always trying to sue
And he's suing
somebody.
Cam.
He trying to sue everybody.
Yep. He might sue you. Shout out to Danny.
Trying to get some money. I ain't got shit.
He need to sue his dentist.
Yeah.
Dame teeth looker.
Dame need to stop that boss talk shit and get some, and like just do what he do.
Yeah, I get what he be saying, and I understand
him 100%.
I don't know what his, like, how much money he really got, because he obviously don't got a job, but he still be moving, he be going places. Mm-hmm. His clothes look clean, he groomed, his teeth, you know, but.
He got some new sneakers coming out.
Oh, he do?
With the upside down Puma sign.
Nobody gonna buy them. They pro kids?
Nah, they something else.
I remember he came out with the pro kids, CEO joints.
Yeah.
His CEO apparel had looked good, but that shit was expensive.
Yeah.
But I don't know, Dame. You gotta
humble yourself, man.
Yeah, he should have. All Dame had to do was give Jay his masters.
That's it.
That was it.
That's it.
And people be talking about Jay did him dirty. Nah, Jay just wanted his masters, and that was it.
They asked, Shannon Sharp asked Bleak why Jay won't pay. I ain't even watched that clip. I'm like, why would he?
You see what Shannon did, though? Now Shannon is all these black people, like hip-hop type people now.
Yeah,
he thought he was going,
that?
You know what I'm saying? Now he came back to black. He got in that trouble. Go interview some white people.
They don't want to talk to him.
Yeah. But shout out to Shannon, though.
Yeah, they don't want to talk to him.
Shout out to Shannon. He making a way.
Man. That shit crazy, man. Shannon got down.
Shout out to
all them niggas, man.
Edie bet me on the game, the Vikings and the Steelers.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, he was talking shit.
Oh yeah.
Shh. That's crazy. Yeah, I saw him say that shit.
Yeah, he called me and bet me. I should have bet him money.
Oh man. Yeah, man, we could go down memory lane real quick. I know it's a couple of these you're going to enjoy talking about.
Lord, I hope.
I know one of them at least.
Okay, all right. We're
going to start with 30 years ago.
30 years ago.
Kool G Rap dropped 456. And he had a song on that joint with Nas called Fast Life. That really, Nas was already out, but him getting on that song with Kool G, both of them being from Queens, and like, it just did something different for Nas, man. And I love that song till this day.
456?
Uh-huh. It was on that Scarface type. You know, they was on that mafia. That's when he started that mafioso shit for real. Mm-hmm. Like, the boys in the video, silk suits, Versace shirts, and all that shit, you know what I'm saying? But this beat, this was my shit back in the day, man. I used to love this video came on Rap City, yo. Like,
yeah.
Oh, man, this shit just made me feel good. I don't know why. I think it was because of the sample.
Do the hook say only the loop can make me happy?
Uh-huh. Because, okay. You know, the group Surface had a song, yeah. Only You Can Make You Happy. Yeah, the song was called Happy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But this was a... I'm trying to think what else was on that motherfucker that I used to listen to. I got this album some fucking way. I just don't know where the fuck is at. Vegas.
L probably got it some way.
Oh, you know he got it. He probably
got two of them.
He showed it to me. I know he got it.
Pause. Hey, yo.
Yeah. It's a shame. That was the other joint. Giorgio Armani. This was the shit.
This sounded like some currency shit.
But see, like that type of shit Kool G Rap used to be on, man. Kool G still making music, man.
Really?
I just got one of his new albums. I got it on vinyl a couple months ago.
Really? Didn't your wife buy you record player? Not too long.
No, I had the record player already.
Oh, she just bought you.
Yeah, like she's bought me vinyl. Records. Yeah, she's bought me the albums now.
Word.
Yeah. Got my sister on it now. She
getting records.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Them Joneses, boy, Bomani, he talk about his technique or whatever one he got. Yeah, shout out to them Joneses.
Yeah, he got a high dollar joint.
Nasir, Julio.
Yeah. Shout out to my sister, man. Her birthday coming up this week. She'll be 51.
Whoa.
Shout out.
That's my favorite number.
We know. That's my that's where I get the love of music I got from, man. From that chick, man. She played it and I fell in love with it. And I'll go in her room and steal it when she left. And play it on my system in my room. Then he'll pull it back, he'll come in the house and I'll run and put it back. Cause I wasn't able to record it before she got back. Shout out to Keith, man. 25 years ago, Mystical dropped Let's Get Ready.
We playing Mystical on here?
Oh, I forgot.
Let me know.
Which
one is that?
Let me see what was on. I can't remember what was on there. If it's the album I think it is, it's
Shake Your Ass on there?
Yeah, that, but Neck of the Woods.
Yeah, this should be
Danger.
This should be he telling us about himself.
I come in with my dick in my hand.
And then he try to, you can't tell us to be, yeah, be cool. You can't tell him to come, you came here with your dick in the hand. This, it's all right, be cool.
Oh shit. Yo, this nigga
this
said
is what
I
he do.
That nigga said I'm coming with my dick in my hand.
Be cool. This is what
he
I do.
He started the track with that shit.
Yes.
You know how gangster that shit is, cuz?
Listen to this one right here, too.
Oh, Danger?
Danger. Yes, that you is... are Danger to the community, Mystical. Yeah.
Now, Neck of the Woods is my shit.
Danger. Danger. Trying to find Neck of the Woods.
Should be close to the end. Yeah.
Ooh.
Bro, you talk that Chevy used to go goddamn.
That's the only reason you like it, because of that beat.
That's not the only reason I like it. Nigga, 3000 goes absolutely bananas on this shit.
Yeah.
He ripped this verse, man. But 3000, that's what 3000 was doing. Mm-hmm. You know, this was on the Wood soundtrack, too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I remember that Danger video, Corinne Stephens was on there with her titties out.
Mm-hmm.
And she was trying to act like they did. You know, they used to do MTV Making the Video.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a Making the Video. And she was on there in the desert and they would talk to her. She was like, no, this is just an expression of freedom or something like that.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, she's the biggest whore in hip hop. I was like, oh, that's right. Okay. But she's,
Which one was Melissa in?
Of Mystical?
Yeah. She was in one of it. Was it Been So Long? Danger.
Might have been Shake Your Ass.
I think it was Shake Your Ass.
I know.
That's the one that had the mask on the shit, right? Like a
probably
house party
so.
Yeah.
Cause Danger, they was in the like desert.
Mm-hmm.
And he had on leather.
Yeah.
Freaky ass nigga. They was in the desert. This nigga had on leather.
Yeah.
He wasn't even moist. Wasn't sweating or nothing. This shit crazy.
His hair was soaking up all the sweat, man.
Probably was. Probably was.
Yeah. If it don't pop off in the club, it ain't rock. It ain't rock. If it ain't 808 in the trunk, it ain't knock. If you round out Neck of the Woods, you better stop. Cause the people go to plot. But the top. Ow. I'm gonna have to put this on my list for L show, nigga.
Hey, you know that
this is one of my favorite beats, man.
Real quick while you type that. You know that song I'm talking in it. Is that on that Metro Boomin that Jermaine Dupri or something?
Which one?
You know that song they be doing that dance?
Take me through there?
Yeah, take me through there. That on that Metro Boomin. Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah. Take me through there. Take me through there.
You like that shit?
Yeah, I like that shit. Yeah.
You part of the problem.
Shout out to Mystical. Now this one, you gonna laugh at this one.
Okay.
Bow Wow.
Why would I laugh?
Drop Be Well Dog. And the reason I used to like this album, I think this is his first album, right?
Mm.
I think that's his first one.
Nah, it's a Hero. Horo. What?
Beware of Dog was his first studio album.
Oh, I see it, yeah.
And he had to bounce with me. Andre 3000, the year the fit is already here. But my song from this was Bow Wow, of course.
Little Bow Wow, you just don't know. Was that on that album?
It might be.
What song did you like that you was talking
Ghetto
about?
Girls. Now, these play shit in the club when I was in college, dog.
I remember the song.
This beat was so fucking cold, man. This used to beat like hell in my shit, man. You're right. A lot of the shit I like is because of that shit.
Yeah, that's it. And they used to play it in the club in Orangeburg?
Yeah.
I wonder how could he have changed to make him still be like super big now. Like, what could he have done different? Cause they did, like, Bow Wow don't get the respect he
not
deserved.
Not try to be gangster.
How could he not try to be gangster? He came like up under Snoop.
I know, but he wasn't gangbanging with Snoop. Snoop had already grew up. Snoop had already been to trial for murder. Snoop had already been through that.
But he's still cripping.
Yeah, he was. But that don't mean Snoop had him around the cripping.
He was there. He was around the cripping.
You think he was around the cripping?
Of a little bit.
Because you know he was, you know, on Snoop first album.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was a little kid in the classroom.
Yeah.
But Snoop sent him to JD.
Uh-huh.
Because he didn't really want him around the cripping like that. And he knew JD knew how to develop the kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shout out to Bow Wow. Shine Poe, 25 years ago. Now, this album has some dope ass songs on it.
They say Shine about to go on tour.
And perform this album. I think it's the only album he had, right?
No, he had two. I see four.
Oh, he had four.
Before the Army, Gangland, Godfather Buried Alive.
I remember Godfather Buried Alive. Yep. That's the only other one I remember after Shine.
Shittily. Shittily.
And I hate it they labeled that Biggie shit on him.
He sound like Biggie, but
he don't sound like Biggie. Up in the hosiery. Don't hate me, hit Nicky Barnes for hitting my moms on the drop. Dick, I was born in the drop. Coke ball in the pot. Shake the
that shit hard, bro.
Fuck your point is. My point is double fours at your front door. Ooh. Hollow point shit. 4.6. Need I say more? Or do you get the point, bitch? Shout out to Chad Timmons. Kirby. Chad had that video, man. He did that shit with that big ass filter, with the filter. Uh-huh. It just be the mouth.
Oh, he did. Yeah.
Go.
Yeah.
That shit crippled me,
yeah.
Oh, my God. But yeah, man, this shit right here played freshman year at State. It was this, Bonnie and Shine.
Mm-hmm.
And
probably That's Gangsta.
I used to listen to That's Gangsta. But it was one more song on here. The Life. The Life? This shit right here?
Uh-huh.
Man, you couldn't tell me. This song made Shine sound like the biggest drug dealer in New York. I swear to God.
Did you watch this documentary?
I did.
You should watch it.
I should.
It's on Hulu.
Okay. But we can watch Hulu now?
Why couldn't we watch Hulu?
We was protesting.
We were?
Jimmy Kimmel.
Jimmy back.
Yeah, so I can watch it.
Oh, yeah.
I don't pay for that shit anyway. Fuck Hulu.
Niggas was, niggas still go to the goddamn Target. Mm-hmm. I pay good money for my Hulu. My Hulu don't got no commercials, bitch. Shit. They just came back with I forgot to do that segment on my show. They just came back with Reasonable Doubt. So I can't get rid of Hulu. You gotta watch it. You gotta support the sister. Yeah. Shout out to Shine.
Shout out to Shine.
You gotta watch that documentary though.
He's political now. Prime Minister?
Is he Prime Minister? He's something over there. Yeah, I don't know if he's Prime Minister
Of Belize.
Yeah.
His homeland.
Yeah. He like Barack Obama.
Yeah, man. We got pinched.
And now he got I lost my thought that quick. He got Barack Obama lips.
Yo, they smoke that good weed.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he got that accent too.
Yeah.
He got that accent.
Yeah. Shout out to Shine Poe, mm-hmm. man. 20 years ago.
20 years ago.
3-6 Mafia dropped the most known unknowns.
20 years. What's on there that you like?
Poppin' My Color. Poppin' My Color. Stay Fly. Poppin' My Color.
I think I got this one. They had everybody wearing school t-shirts because he had that glowing the black light.
He got his day.
They were saying that they were saying demonic shit, and they was like, "Nigga, that's Willie Hutch."
Yeah. And these motherfuckers, boy, I'm telling you, they don't be paying attention, man.
Nah.
Willie ran. I'm talking, these boys made Willie rich again.
Like Hov say, niggas can't do nothing with me. They put the devil on me.
I'm telling you. Put the devil on me.
They call me the juice, and you know I'm a stunt. With the bumper in the trunk.
That's it.
Say I'm the man.
Say I'm the man.
Crunchy Black still alive, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Smoking in the league. He's still juking somewhere.
Yeah.
He's still juking somewhere.
Somewhere needing to blow his goddamn nose. Yeah, some shit on here.
Hey, the foes are rolling up. Oh, yeah. I wonder who did most of the production on that shit. I wonder if Juicy J or DJ Paul was the main producer. Which one you think did the most?
Probably Paul.
And he better get money.
Cause she get off on a lot of these songs.
Pop it, my color. Workity hole. When it come to getting bread, the keys to the bakery.
Fakery. They some fakery.
Get you get the daytime with the flashlight. The bitch won't borrow. The ugly bitch borrow. You know me, get the juice, man. Thick liquor, drunk, smoking weed. That goddamn Juicy. Yeah, man, them boys, they still, like, Juicy still doing shit.
Mm-hmm.
He's still making good music.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to 3-6 Mafia, Memphis boy. I'm from Memphis, man. I wish they'd get Pat back on board, but.
Nah, Pat need to stay where he at.
Yeah, we gonna leave that
alone. Pat need to make a gospel album.
Crook by the book.
Teaching by the preacher or some shit.
Oh shit. Teaching by the preacher.
Yeah.
15 years Lil Wayne dropped I Am Not a Human Being.
That's a mixtape.
It was a studio album.
Really?
Yeah. Didn't do that great, but it was okay. That's the song with Right Above It on it. You remember that shit?
No.
You don't remember that song?
Let me see. I'm about to play it.
You'll remember.
It's on Right Above It?
Mm-hmm. The song, the name of the song is Right Above It. Yeah. Kane is in the building. You remember this shit?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you remember that.
Yeah, this had to be, well, you say 15 years ago, so 2010.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, when we had, it was a club in Florence we used to do called Spin.
Mm-hmm.
Blaze had a mix, and this was on that mix.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And they used to play it in the front part out every, yeah, all the time, yeah.
Because we Hollywood.
Oh, yeah, Drake was on it.
Hollywood.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. This guy, he's such a disappointment. Bollywood flow. And, now, I'm Single was my song off this album.
I'm Single?
Yeah. I don't know. I was still single then. Well, no, I was newly single. So, you know, that was my joint. This beat was cold too. Yeah, I told her my no fucking business. Shit, she probably out your fucking niggas. I'm fucking her friends, not her friends ain't even fucking with her. Damn. She texts me all day and night. So shout out to Weezy. And last but not least, 10 years ago, Drake and Future dropped What a Time to Be Alive. And that has some shit on there. Has some good shit on there. But I don't know if we'll ever get that type of shit again from them niggas. Because they don't like each other no more.
Oh, yeah. You never know. Gunna and, what you call it in
Diamonds Dancing, Jump Man was the shit. This shit, they played the fuck out of this shit.
Yeah.
Oh God, they played this shit at the fucking hole.
Taliban.
Jump man.
They played this in my gym.
Jump man, Drake is, he know how to make music.
Yeah, he do.
That nigga know how to fucking make music. I don't know what he got going on now, but
yeah.
But he knew how to make good music, man. So
he still got his fans. He still, I guess they'll know what he got going on.
Yeah. But yeah, man, that's all I got for today. Appreciate you for letting me come in the studio and drop this shit. Pause.
Oh, good pause.
But yeah, man, I had to come do a show. Shout out to Wally June.
Shout out to Wally.
Got caught up taking care of some business.
Yeah.
And he couldn't get in on time. But we'll have him back next week for sure. Because I definitely be back next week. Because I saw some shit I got to talk about next week. So.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, Easy, I appreciate you.
Yeah.
Tell them where they can find you, man.
Every Monday and Wednesday on the DJ Blaze Radio Show podcast. Definitely not with the ops.
I hate this guy, man. I hate this guy sometimes. This nigga here. Oh, God. This fucking guy,
I throw shots, man.
This nigga, that's all he do.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, it's your boy Jones. And every Tuesday, Music Jones Podcast. And also, I've been guest appearing on the Guy L show, Once Upon a Time. my producer is an asshole.
You got to pay for that promo,
shit,
baby.
Oh, shit. Once Upon a Time in Music. On all platforms. Y'all can check me out over there, man. And L just, you know, he talked more about the boom bap shit.
Jesus Christ.
You know, so his show is catered to that.
Yeah.
Demo. So I you know, he had me on and asked me to come back. His co-host, she's very knowledgeable too.
Yeah. Shout out to her.
Yeah, shout out to her. I can't
Cheryl.
Cheryl. Cheryl, my email partner.
Yeah.
Yeah, Cheryl. She's very, very knowledgeable.
Y'all old emailers, y'all gonna let Cheryl come in and take y'all email thunder. Y'all niggas need an email.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, JP Jones 81 on Instagram, the Music Jones Podcast on Instagram.
And they can find you where? Talking about music that came from in the 1900s.
You can find me in St. Louis. Where the all day. St. Lunatics, baby. But yeah, man, every Tuesday, all platforms, man. Till next time. Peace.